another day. Chill, kick back and relax. Get my head straight. Every person has a void that needs to be filled. A reason for he or she to live, and you'll know it when it's revealed. I took a walk and sat down in the park on a cool day, relaxing, trying to clear my mind and meditate all my stress away. I noticed this individual walking in my direction. I felt a strange connection. He seemed to be a much younger reflection of someone that I know well. But I thought, well, maybe I'm just tripping. But as he came closer and approached, my heart failed. He said, "Excuse me, sir, not trying to throw you for a loop. And although you might not have a clue of who I am, I think I know you. Would you happen to know a lady named Evelyn, whose family moved from Arizona to Texas back in the summer of 87 when you was a teenager?" "Yeah, I know her, I'm admitting that. But what's your point, young homie? Just tell me what you're getting at." "Well, sir, no disrespect, and I hate to be a bother, but if the research that I've done's correct, then I think that you're my father."
"No, no, Stanley, where you been all my life? It's been so many years, and you by my side. And if I saw you, I'd probably break down and cry. I'd do anything just to make things right." "Yeah.
Look here, little man. I understand if your daddy stuck you out cold, and it was probably hard on your mom in a single parent household, but I'm sorry, and I'ma be straight up with you, no bad intentions. Me and your mama did mess around, but see, your child was never mentioned."
"Well, on the cool, my mama's married, so this might sound crazy, but amazingly, my stepdad raised me since I was a baby. And for years, my mama made me believe that he had made me. So imagine how I felt to know that they had played and betrayed me."
"Well, let me ask you, what makes you so sure it's me?"
"Well, I'll tell you, I found one of my baby pictures in a letter she never mailed you. So seeking you out was something that I needed to do. Here's the note, read it, it's true. She was engaged to him, but she cheated with you."
"Ooh, and she couldn't reveal to him you wasn't his, 'cause if she did that, at 20 your marriage wouldn't be what it is."
"Yeah, and I love my mama, she raised me well and made me strong-minded. But once I knew that a part of my life was missing, I had to find it."
"No, no, Stanley, where you been all my life? It's been so many years, needed you by my side. And if I saw you, I'd probably break down and cry. I'd do anything just to make things right."
"Yeah. I promise you, I never knew back then. 'Cause when the summer came to an end, she left and I never heard from her again. Did you let them know that you know the truth? See, news like this could blow the roof off of the whole family, especially once you show the proof."
"Oh yeah, the whole truth came out. See, we've been back in town for 7 years, and she said this is where you used to hang out. I've been wanting to say these words for weeks. I've been up here 4 or 5 times, but see, today I finally built the nerve to speak."
"Well, the chance I might not be is what's concerning me the most. My heart I can't permanently devote till I see paternity results. And if it's true, you're welcome to come through, and we can do what fathers and sons do.
Just know that I'm not trying to get nothing from you."
"Well, that's cool, even though you saying that, I know this had to be hard to go through. So regardless, if it's true, I still owe you.
I appreciate your understanding, and I won't be forgetting this."
"It's all good, well I guess we need to go handle our business. Let's go."
"No, no, Stanley, where you been all my life? It's been so many years, need you by my side. And if I saw you, I'd probably break down and cry. I'd do anything just to make things right. Yeah, no, no, Stanley, where you been all my life? It's been so many years, need you by my side. And if I saw you, I'd probably break down and cry. I'd do anything just to make things